This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. At the end of the parsha, the pasuk describes the karbonos that are brought on each yontif. Regarding the karbonos that are brought on Sukkot, there is a peculiar difference in phrasing with regard to the goat that is brought each day of Sukkot as a karbon chatos. Although the carbon is identical on each day of Sukkot, one male goat, the Torah refers to it as Se'ir Izim on the first, second, and fourth days of Sukkot, while calling it simply So'ir when it is discussed on the third, fifth, sixth, and seventh days of Sukkot. Why the difference between Se'ir Izim and plain So'ir? The Vilna Gaon offers a beautiful explanation. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that beginning with the 13 bulls on the first day of Sukkot, and declining by one on each successive day. That means on day 113, on day 212, on day 311, and so on. A total of 70 bulls were sacrificed over the course of Sukkot, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. And these 70 bulls were actually a kapara for the 70 nations of the world. The Zohar writes that all 70 nations are in some spiritual way included in either Esav or Yishmael, and they derive their strength from Esav and Yishmael. The Zohar also states that Yishmael is mystically referred to as Se'ir Izim, while Esav is simply called So'ir, as the Torah itself refers to Esav as Ish So'ir. So if the 70 bulls correspond to the 70 nations, all of whom descend spiritually from either Esav or Yishmael, it seems appropriate to offer 35 bulls corresponding to Yishmael and 35 bulls corresponding to Esav. Since Yishmael was the elder of the two, it is appropriate to begin by offering the 13 bulls on day 1 on behalf of Yishmael. It is for that reason that the Korban Chatos of that day is called Se'ir Izim, which refers to Yishmael. And this is again repeated on day 2 of Sukkot, where 12 bulls were sacrificed. If you add the number of bulls for Yishmael on day 1 and day 2, 13 plus 12, that equals to 25 bulls. However, if the 11 bulls on day 3 were to also correspond to Yishmael, that would bring us to a total of 36 bulls, 25 plus 11, leaving only 34 to Esav. In order to allow each one to have a total of 35, the 11 bulls on day 3 are brought on behalf of Esav, and therefore the Torah refers to the Korban Chatos of that day simply as So'ir. And then the 10 which are brought on the fourth day may be brought for Yishmael, which brings the total brought for Yishmael to 35. On day 1, 13. On day 2, 12. On day 4, 10. And that equals a total of 35. And that is why on those days, the Torah says Se'ir Izim, which is the name that Yishmael goes by. And this leaves the bulls of the three remaining days, day 5, 6, and 7, to be brought on behalf of Esav. So if the days 3, 5, 6, and 7 are for Esav, those days total also 35 bulls. And that is why on those days, the pasuk says simply So'ir, because So'ir refers to Esav. So by dividing the days between Esav and Yishmael and distinguishing between the terms So'ir and Se'ir Izim, we arrive at a total of 35 bulls corresponding to Yishmael and 35 corresponding to Esav. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in this week's Parsha, it discusses the topic of Yerusha. Who holds the right of inheritance over the other? There was once a young man who suddenly became ill, and he was on his deathbed, and then he realized that he hadn't prepared a will regarding the division of his estate. And although he did not have any children, his wife was pregnant at that time. Not being sure what the baby's gender would be, he instructed that if his wife would give birth to a boy, the son would inherit 2/3 of his possessions, with the remaining 1/3 going to his wife. And in the event that the baby is a girl, then his wife should get 2/3, and his daughter 1/3. After this person passed away, his wife gave birth to twins, one boy and one girl. How do we follow the instructions of the deceased in this situation? This shaila was brought to Reb Chaim Brisker, and he answered it with a simple solution. The man made it clear that he wished that his son should receive 2 times the inheritance of his wife, while he also desired that his wife should inherit double the portion of his daughter. In light of this understanding, Reb Chaim said to divide the estate into 7 equal portions, with the son receiving 4 portions, the wife 2, and the daughter 1. This way, the son is receiving double the wife, 4-2, and the wife double the daughter, 2-1. And with this Eitzah, Rav Chaim was able to follow the instructions of the deceased.